Happy New Year, everyone. As we roll into 2024, people are getting excited and talking about what they want to achieve this year. In this episode, we are going to share with you how to create a vision for your life, how to set goals, and how to actually achieve them, especially if you're interested in learning more about the house hacking strategy and how you can live for free through buying the right home. So tune in and watch this episode if you want to learn how to do all that.
Welcome back to the Happy House Hacking Podcast, the podcast designed to help you navigate your path towards home ownership. We're your hosts, Owen and Camille Schwagerly, and we are realtors, investors, and happy house hackers ready to show you the way to achieve home ownership. Today, we are going to talk about goal planning. It's a new year, new you, right? So we're going to dive deep into what it looks like to set awesome goals, and especially real estate goals for 2024.
Goal setting. Okay, why do goal setting? There is a huge amount of evidence and research that shows it's about like 70%. You're more likely to achieve your goal up to 70% of the time if you write them down.
Yep.
That's it. So if you told me that I can increase my odds of achieving my goals up to 70% by writing it down, let's go. Let's get started. So that's number one. Why write down your goals? Because you're more likely to achieve your goals if they're written down, if you have a clearly defined goal. And so that's super important. It's a new year. And right now is the time when people are sitting down reflecting, what am I going to do this year? What do I want to accomplish this year? And so getting proactive and creating that vision is so important to cast your vision for the year.
Yeah. So why set goals in the first place, right? And the reason people set goals is because they have something they want to achieve in their life, whether it's they have travel goals, you know, want to check off something new on their bucket list. They have financial goals. They want to be fully funded in their emergency fund or have enough savings for a down payment. Or maybe they're ready to actually buy that house that they want this year. Whatever the reason is, we want to set goals in order to put a plan in place to achieve that life accomplishment we want. So like you said, Owen, writing them down is essential. That is really step number one in goal planning, is just put the pen to paper and make something happen.
Yes. So how do you set goals? Okay, let's say I've got a vision. I know what I want to do. So how do I get there?
Yeah, well, we want to define our why, right? We want to start by saying, okay, what is my big why? Why am I getting up in the morning? Why am I choosing this lifestyle? What is motivating me to succeed? And that really comes down to being able to articulate what it is you're going after, so that way that'll keep you motivated. So when you start to set your goals, you want to really create SMART goals, and that's an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, SMART goals.
Okay. So S stands for specific. Your goal has to be specific. You can't set a vague goal like, oh, this year, I want to get more fit. Okay, cool. What does that mean? What does fitness look like to you? Does that mean I want to shed 15 pounds? Does that mean I want to hit a certain weight at the gym? Does that mean I want to be able to run a half marathon? You need more specific goals than just vague goals. So that's an example for fitness, but for finance or for your home buying journey, maybe your goal is, I want to get a down payment saved of $15,000, $25,000. Okay, now that's specific. I know what I need to hit. So every month, instead of saying I have to save $25,000 in the year, I know I need to save $2,000 a month and I'm going to get there. So it breaks it down, makes it easier for you to swallow once it's specific.
So once you have that specific goal identified, now we need to put in place something that's measurable, right? So like you said, if you have a goal of saving $25,000 by the end of the year in order to achieve your down payment savings, then that's a little over $2,000 every month. So every month you can measure how much you're putting into your bank account. Other goals would be, hey, I want to buy a home. Well, in order to buy a home, I need to find an awesome agent. So I'm going to start setting up interviews to meet with 3 agents by summertime. And that's a measurable goal that you can put in place in order to help you achieve what you're set out to do.
Then it has to be achievable. And what does achievable mean? It really means that it's a realistic goal. I mean, if you set the goal of, I want to save $1 billion this year, that's going to be very hard to do going from where you are today to $1 billion, right? I mean, that just doesn't seem realistic. So what is an achievable goal? Something that you can actually do. And so make sure it is something that you can attain within a year's time frame. So for example, instead of saying, I want a beachfront property, that's a little bit of a stretch goal. That might be a few years down the line. Maybe that's another home you buy in the future. Why not start with, I'm going to get into a starter home. I'm going to get into a starter multifamily property. I'm just going to get in, start building wealth. And then once you have some wealth, you can upgrade to that next newer, nicer home in a better location with that ocean view. So make sure when you're setting your goals that you set it to be something that you can do within a year. Because if you set it to be too ambitious or too unrealistic and you don't hit it, you're going to be demotivated. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to say, I didn't hit my goal this year. Some people say, well, you know, if you shoot for the stars and you miss, you at least get the moon. And it is good. It is good to stretch yourself with goals and make sure you do set goals that stretch you. You also need goals that are attainable so that you do hit them and then you get excited and motivated and want to keep growing towards that goal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the next part of creating a SMART goal is the R stands for relevancy. Is your goal even relevant to your life and your lifestyle? Is it relevant to your life vision? And if it's not, then it's not worth your time. You have to make sure that what you're doing is actually relevant in order to achieve your goal.
Yeah, absolutely. An example would be like, if I'm going to say, okay, my goal is to run a half marathon and I'm just going to, you know, do something that's not even
pick
related.
Pick up stand-up paddleboarding.
On the side. I'm going to stand-up paddleboard twice a week. It's like, how does that really relate to your goal of running a half marathon?
Exactly.
It's so out there. That's great. Okay. So then the last one is T, time bound. You have to have a time frame, because if you don't set a time frame, then what's the point? You're going to have a goal, but no end date in sight. And there's this strange psychology that takes place. Once you have a deadline, you're more likely to get that thing done. Think about it in school. You know, when you had an essay due the next day, oh my gosh, you were up till midnight writing up that essay or finishing it. And you thought you had all this time in the world when the project was first assigned at the beginning of the quarter. And then you're at the end and it's like, oh no, I need to finish it now. So we have to set timelines for ourselves. We have to create a cutoff date, because that's going to give us that urgency and motivation to get the project done.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And what we've seen too is a way that helps you create these SMART goals is to reflect on your past performance. So let's take budgeting, for example. If you want to set a budget for the month, right? And we're in the month of January. If you want to start for the month of February, February 1, we want to have this new budget. Then you look at what you've been spending your money on for the past 3 months. So November, December, and January, where have I been spending my money? How much has been to food, to gas, to car maintenance, to my housing expenses? You reflect on past performance in order to set that realistic goal for your year. So I encourage you to take a look at what you did in 2023, see what you achieved, what did you set out to do at the beginning of the year, and did you come close to achieving it? Did you exceed it? And then that will be able to really define where you're going to be for this year, so you can have that crystal clear criteria on what you want to do and make a good plan to set out to do it.
And Camille and I, every year we set goals at the start of the year. And then at the end of the year, we reflect and we look back and see how we did that year. Something we've been doing in our marriage ever since we got married. And it's been so helpful and rewarding, because we get to see the progress that we've made in life on our goals and the things we've set out to do. For example, this past year, we put together a slideshow of all the photos from the year. And we got to see all the fun travels we had, all the time spent with family and visiting friends all over the country and traveling the world to go see relatives in Germany. And it was so fun to watch that little slideshow. And that's a great way to reflect on where were we over the past year and what did we do?
Right. And that was such a great way to end the year, and it gets you excited about starting the year. So if this is your first time ever setting goals for yourself, just take a few hours to think about where you were last year. Where do you want to be a year from now? Because as we know, a year is going to fly by, so we can be as clear as possible on what we want to achieve. So when we are reflecting this time of year next year, you're proud of yourself and you're excited for your future.
Yes. One fun thing we did too this year, and it's basically you write a letter to yourself 1 year in the future, and then you get to open it up around New Year's to see what you said you wanted to do that year. And then it's amazing how once you write a letter to yourself 1 year in the future and then look back, how many things you actually accomplished that you wrote in the letter to your future self.
Well, and I think the trick to that is putting the facts down. Like, dear Camille, I'm so glad that you ended up buying that investment property this year. So you're projecting what will happen. Mm-hmm. And you're, by even just writing that positive affirmation, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do it. I have to do it, because in a year from now, I'm going to open that letter and I want to be proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's super motivating. So now is the time to do it. January, new year, new you. It's fresh. You're excited. Spend that time reflecting so that way you can start to project forward where you want to be a year from now.
Yeah. Something we always do and we really like to do is create vision boards. I don't know if you've ever done a vision board before, but it's one of our favorite activities that we do because we get to have some craft time together. We get to share about what we're looking forward to. And then it's something we hang on our wall so we see it every single day. So I actually brought mine.
Me too.
So if you are watching, you can see our vision boards. If you are not watching, please go check it out. It's not very big. It's just, you know, something simple, 2024. We have our word of the year listed on here, which if you're curious, our word of the year is depth. We want depth in our community, our work, our family life, our relationships. So what does that mean for what I'm putting on my vision board? So anyway, it's awesome. It's a great way to just make sure you have a visual to see all the time. And one of my favorite things that we have on here is some upcoming travels. And I actually really want a new car this year. So yes. That's on my vision board. If anyone has a Volkswagen Atlas for sale, please let me know.
It has to be a white one too, though. We've got a white Atlas on the vision board. So by doing this, what it does is it gets your subconscious mind excited. You visualize, you see the things that are on here. And it's incredible how once you get super specific and you put a white Atlas on here, all of a sudden you're going to find that, whoa, a year from now, hey, we have a new car. It's a white Atlas, looks just like this. And that kind of thing happens all the time. I've got a picture of Chip and Joanna Gaines, some of our heroes, and they have a happy family. And one of Camille and my biggest goals is to have a happy, healthy family life. And so that's something that we live out. And anyway, you can see this if you check it out on YouTube. You can subscribe there so you can see all of our interactions together. And if not, you can, you know, maybe watch the reel or something on Instagram later too.
Well, what we really want to leave you with is just some encouragement that what gets measured gets managed. So Owen, you mentioned doing a check-in, right? And we really believe in doing monthly check-ins at a minimum. Monthly check-ins with yourself, with your partner, with your coworkers, whoever is in your life on your team, check in with them and help tell them that you want help to be accountable. And what that means is if you are trying to save that $25,000 by the end of the year, and maybe you only put $1,000 away this past month, tell someone. And that way the next month you're putting away $3,000. So that way you're actually able to reach that goal. So really what gets measured gets managed. And we want to make sure that we're all in it together in order mm-hmm. to reach our goal.
And when it comes to your house hacking journey or that path towards home ownership, how you can get accountability is by connecting with a real estate professional. Think of it this way. It's almost like having a coach. You know, if you have a fitness goal or if you're on a team, you have a coach who's there to help you achieve your goals. We want to win the state championship. Well, if that team didn't have a coach, how would they win the state championship? They need someone who's proactive, someone who's helping walk alongside them, helping them stay fit and pushing them each day to get towards that goal. And so when you connect with a real estate agent for the first time and you sit down with them, they're going to help you make a game plan. And you might not be ready to buy for 6 months, 12 months, 2 years. It may take time. But by having that first step where you sit down with that real estate agent and share your vision, now you have somebody who's helping you, holding your feet to the fire and keeping you motivated and excited to find your next home.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so excited for this year, and I hope you are too. I hope you really take to heart what we've shared about vision planning, vision casting, and get excited about this year. So if you want to share with us what your goals are for this year, we are always available. If you want to leave a comment or DM us on Instagram at the Schwagerly team, you are welcome to share with us what you have going on, and we're going to be in your corner cheering you on. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.